بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah after surah, Bani Israel, is Surah Al-Kahf. The relationship between Surah Al-Kahf and Surah Bani Israel is quite evident. Almighty Allah had made a sign perhaps for the people of the Ummah that the day that you will see the Bani Israel coming to the land of what they call Israel, perhaps that was a sign of one of the major surges of Dajjali power. The coming of Dajjal obviously would be after that, where he would show himself. When Dajjal will show himself, he will have stages. And contrary to how many people understand, that they will see a mighty and ugly, filthy Dajjal coming, rather it will be something against expectations. The Christians will be waiting for something called an Antichrist, someone against Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They will not find that. For which reason one Christian actually wrote, he said that we have been taught in our book that before the coming of Jesus, there will be a false Jesus. He said, I am so scared that when the false Jesus comes, not understanding what the coming of Jesus will mean, so many of the followers of Jesus will follow the Antichrist. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in detail explained the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, how he will come in the middle of the war, how he will come at a time when the Muslims will be on the back foot, when there will be a lot of difficulty, when Hazrat al-Mahdi, Sayyidina al-Mahdi radiallahu an, will be amongst the Muslims, at a time when the Iqama is already given, at a time when the Muslims will be in such a difficult condition, that before that Fajr Salah, that night, Muslims who are in that masjid with Sayyidina al-Mahdi will say, that there is no benefit now of just living. Look at our condition. Why don't we pledge that tomorrow we go out and face that enemy? So it means they will be like under a siege. An aqd, a pact will be made that it is death tomorrow. While taking some rest that night, they will hear a sound in the masjid that help has come. It will be a loud sound, a loud voice. So one will say to the other, I don't know who could speak so loudly. It seems he ate a full meal. From that sentence you will understand what the plight of the Muslim at that time will be. When Hazrat al-Mahdi will come into the Ummah, the Muslim Ummah will surge forward. And the Christian Empire will collapse in front. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will let Dajjal show himself. And with his many tricks, with his ability to draw the attention of the world, Christians will be pulled over to him. Jews will definitely be pulled over. The fear is many Muslims will also be pulled over. How far the Muslims had gone by that time in conquering, whatever they had attained at that time, it will start collapsing. The armies of Dajjal will start breaking through the Muslim ranks. It will not be easy days. The war will be difficult, but the war will be on the side. In the eye of the general Muslim, they will not see an evil Dajjal. They will not see a man out to conquer. They will see someone in the guise of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Quran has discussed when Isa alayhi salam was in the world and he did his miracles. When he cured the leper, when he cured the born blind, how people flocked to him, especially the poor. When Dajjal will come, he will imitate the actions which Nabi Isa alayhi salam once upon a time had done. It will be with his miracles that he will pull people towards him. He will put a lot of people towards. Whoever is thrilled with miracles, whoever is thrilled with something supernatural, before the coming of Dajjal, it is imperative for the iman of every believer that their thrill must be only and solely on the Quran. This must be the only miracle that they like, that they accept. Any other miracle shown by any other person must not make their heart beat faster for a second. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about that individual who will be the strongest in iman. Dajjal forget doing a miracle on somebody else and then asking him, do you believe? Dajjal will cause that act, that miraculous act to take place on the body of the individual himself. He will cut him in half. That very body he will bring back alive. Then he will say to the individual, now do you accept me? And that individual will laugh on his face. And he will say, now I am even more convinced that you are nothing but the filthy Dajjal. Because my Nabi told me of your acts, of your magic. Others will see it as a miracle. For the people of Iman, they will see it as a bigger dalil on this individual being Dajjal, the biggest deceiver the world has ever seen. It will be a very great test of Iman. And before the actual coming, the appearance, the showing himself to the world, there will be fitan that the world will see, which has always been known as min fitanid Dajjal. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah wrote in detail. Maulana Sayyid Munazir Ahsan Gilani Rahimullah, who was the unique student of Allama Sayyid Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahimullah, he penned his thoughts regarding Surah Al-Kahf. He called it a tabsira. He tried to show the link between Surah Al-Kahf, one ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, and the fitan of Dajjal. Taking from that book, a lot of it we have explained in the English language. The book is available on the website, Surah Kahf. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah wrote, the battle between Maddiyat, materialism, and Ruhaniyat, spirituality. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah wrote that after he wrote his few lines on Surah Al-Kahf and its relationship with the era of Dajjali Fitan, said many scholars around the world wrote to him and they said, your book has opened up our eyes. And now we have started seeing Surah Kahf in a new light. And we are finding in Surah Kahf now the solutions for many of the problems that we are going through at the time. So in detail, on the website also there's an entire lecture given on the entire Surah Kahf. And the book is also there in a PDF format. For these few minutes, we will only focus on the name of the Surah Al-Kahf. It is well known that the incident of the boys in the cave, it was an incident that was known to the Christians, it was known to the Jews, it is well known because of Quran to the believers. But the manner that Almighty Allah described the incident and the lessons that can be drawn from that incident for the era that we are living in and for the era we are going to find in the future. Allah Tabaruk Tala starts the surah, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ. After a few lines, this question is asked, that why is it that you feel the incident of the boys in the cave, كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا, was something amazing? That was a very unique question. Everyone in the world understood it to be amazing. It was an incident of boys who were forced. First, they were inspired to leave the ways of their fathers, their mothers, their locality. What inspired them? And the youngster is the one who is pushed more by his nafs. They had the biggest shock and desire to enjoy the filth and the dirt that was around at the time. But then Almighty Allah's inspiration hit their heart. They just pulled away. They could not see what their parents, their elders were doing. They could not take part in it. It is called divine inspiration when it hits the heart. What yesterday thrilled the heart, tomorrow no longer thrills the heart. It is called Allah making a barrier between good and bad, like how Allah got a barrier between the east and the west. It is this divine inspiration that we always make dua when we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that, O Allah, put us on that straight path. When we say, اللهم ثبت قلبي, allow my heart to remain on the path. When we say, اللهم طهر قلوبنا, O Allah, purify our hearts. When you say, اللهم زينا, O Allah, beautify us with the nur of iman, with the light of iman. It is dua that we make for this divine inspiration, because when this hits the heart, the entire environment around you can be moving in one direction. You will not be able to move in that direction. Then they were threatened by the ruler of the time. Amongst themselves, they said that the best we can do is, if we are going to remain here in this village, they are going to force us into their ways. One of them said, I know of a certain place, a cave, we can hide there for a while. There's a difference between a ghar and a cave. A ghar is a hole in a mountain, but it doesn't go deep. Whereas a cave has many entrances and exits. It has many paths. Many of them have never been. Nobody walks through it. Some of these caves, underground caves, can go for miles and miles. Some of them can come out in different countries. It is very cold in it. It is very dark. Taking one path will make you lost. You may never find your way back. You must know the route in it. It was the perfect hiding place. Because even if an enemy had to come to the outside, entering in, he would not know now which way to go. It would be dark, it would be cold. There would be the fear of getting lost. It's not easy to pick up someone. So they felt, we will stay in this cave for a few days. And Almighty Allah made it, when they went in the cave with the small amount of food, when that food which they trusted on, when that came became finished, then they went to rest, and Almighty Allah would put them in a sleep. Sineena adada, for years and years they would sleep, years and years. Describing the condition of their sleeping, everything was miraculous. From the beginning till the ending, it was miraculous. Almighty Allah says, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, that if you had been there, you would have seen that the sun rising and sun setting would do what it had to do to the boys in the cave. It was not going to burn their bodies, but neither was it going to be leaving them in the cold. Their bodies, while sleeping for so many years, needed a certain amount of heat. When they gave themselves completely over to Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah put the entire world at their service. So the sun would hit into their caves at the right angle. It would remove the moisture, the cold. It would not burn their bodies. It would give their bodies the heat that it needed. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah says, indeed, this was a major sign. It is a major sign of your Lord. Almighty Allah says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٍ. Despite them being fast asleep, if you had to see them, you will think them wide awake. The condition of their body, their face, their eyes wide awake, wide open, that if any wild animal had to come in, seeing them awake, it would walk away. An insect would not approach them because it would find them awake. Bats would not come close to them. Although fast asleep, Almighty Allah gave them the form as though they were wide awake. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. A person remaining in one posture for even 1 month will develop bed sores. Almighty Allah says, we would turn them from the right to the left. There was no nurse that was going to come to them. Almighty Allah saw to every need of this. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. They had a dog with them. It sat at the entrance of the cave. It laid out its legs as though it was on guard. It also looked fierce, totally awake. Almighty Allah says, we created an environment with them and around them. لَوِطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you had to just reach the mouth of that cave, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. That environment, that fira, that air that would grip you, that fear that would grip you, you would just feel something is not right here. There's like a spook, there's a jinn, there's ghosts, and you would just walk away. وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. Your heart would be filled with fear. Almighty Allah saw to their needs, and in this manner they would remain sleeping. For years and years they would sleep. When they would wake up, they would not even realize they slept so long. Almighty Allah says, ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ 300 years. وَزْدَادُ تِسْعَ Add another 9. Over 300 years these boys remain in this condition. In the incident of the cave, many lessons can be taken. But how Almighty Allah protected them. And when they woke up, then they were going to go back in their village. One was going to go with the purpose of buying something. Not understanding, I had slept for so long. His friends would say to him, go and buy something, but let no one know it's us. So very quietly go, and they gave him some money. Not understanding, that was very old coins. When he presents it in the shopkeeper looking at it wonders, where did this come from? A scene is made. Police are brought in. They are taken to the ruler of the time. Times have changed. The ruler is a good person. He becomes happy to hear of this boy. He hears about how they ran away from a king. He says, but that was years ago. Hundreds of years, 300 years had gone. A revolution had taken place. A good Christian leader had come, hearing the entire incident. Some have written at that time, he, that Christian ruler himself, was having an issue describing and explaining to some people around that there is something called Qiyamah, there is something called resurrection. But some people, some intellectuals were questioning that how can it be that a person dies and after so long, when his body has become nothing, after so many years he's brought back alive. With the incident of these boys, the ruler was so happy that he could show to the intellectuals one sign. Some have written that it was in that few minutes, the few of them who were out, this one person was out, in that few minutes of him being awake, he was able to make a revolution in the minds of those who were not ready to accept the reality of Qiyamah. So little time was needed of him, but so much of barakah in his time. Almighty Allah then indicates to certain lessons that can be drawn from the people of the cave. It is these lessons that if we get it within us, then inshallah Almighty Allah will make us also from the people of the cave. We are also living in an environment that that person who goes full into the environment is being asked, he's being forced, he's being drawn into kufr. He's being asked to enjoy and to join in with the manners, the habits of the people around. If he does not want to, he's regarded as a threat. And as the days will come further, who knows how difficult it may come. It is in Surah Al-Kahf that Almighty Allah had placed many, many lessons. Lesson number one, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ When these boys were running to the cave, they had it on their tongue that it will be Allah. فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ They said, go to the cave. Then they never attributed anything to the cave. They said, يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ In that cave, if you have to ask, how will we survive in a cave? They said, don't worry. Your Allah will open up His mercies in that cave. And He will make your matter easy. They taught the world lesson number one, that even if you live in the environment of kufr, when everyone else has forgotten Allah, but you must not forget Allah. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ Never ever say regarding anything that I am going to do this tomorrow. We have entered a secular world, a world which is on the basis of atheism. The word Allah does not feature in the heart, in the mind, on the tongue of anyone. It is the people of Iman who are unique. For every issue of theirs, major issues, forget the major issues, even the small issues, their tongue will not allow, except that they will say, Insha'Allah. This word Insha'Allah, the word Masha'Allah, Insha'Allah for something I'm going to do, Masha'Allah for something that happened, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, a treasure from under the arsh of Almighty Allah. It is these few very light sentences on the tongue, which is indeed very, very heavy. The more Insha'Allah that will be said in the era that we're living in, the more a person will become from the people of the cave. It was with the word Insha'Allah that the mercy, the help of Almighty Allah descended on them. They were protected from every side. The mighty, mighty elements of the world fell at their service. The sun fell at the service. A dog was used to make the khidmat. The air fell at the service. The environment, the winds fell at the service. Everything became theirs. They were protected from all evil. On their tongue was, Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, through the barakah of insha'Allah, Allah tabarak ta'ala brought the whole world at their feet. How he protected them. The empire of evil fell down, collapsed around them, but they would still remain. That person who has the word insha'Allah on his tongue, he will live through the fitan. He will stand up high in the fitan. His name will remain even after passing away, and the entire fitan will one day collapse. Lesson number one. Lesson number two. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. That book that has been revealed to you, make tilawat of that book. Ulama explain that when these boys went into the cave, one meaning of حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ, one meaning of الرَّقِيم was, one of them had with him a slate on which was written many of the laws they had learnt regarding deen. They had most likely met one of the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They had learned from him. Perhaps they had learned verses of the Injil, praises of Almighty Allah. Whatever it was, they wrote it on the slate. They took that with them. They regarded it as a blessed slate. Through its blessings, they had hope Almighty Allah will look after them. In this era, we do not have that one slate, but 23 years of wahi. Almighty Allah has given it to us in one mushaf. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. One command is given. The entire Quran has come to you in the best of prints. Every fatha, every dhamma, every kasra, it is written in bold. The writing is not difficult. Everything is made clear. One thing is asked. It is called tilawat of Quran. Two commands have come in Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. One is to ponder over the meaning of Quran. That is also essential. Someone, a person must take out time to look at the meanings, what my Allah has asked me. Indeed, even in the meaning of Quran, there is so much of barakah. The other command is tilawat of Quran. Tilawat comes from the word tilwun, to follow. As Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read, where he read a fatha to read a fatha, where he read a dhamma to read a dhamma, that is called tilawat. Tilawat of the Quran is also essential. Tadabbur, pondering over the meaning of Quran, is also essential. That person who will make, the more tilawat a person will make, the more he will become from the people of the cave. The more protection will settle around him. The more the mercy of Allah will engulf him. وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Tilawat of Quran. Lesson number one was, on the tongue must always be insha'Allah, ma sha'Allah, la quwwata illa billah. The word Allah must always be on the tongue, in the mind, in the heart. Lesson number two, tilawat of Quran. Lesson number three, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Keep yourselves in the company. Make sabr. Hold yourselves in the company of those people who are engaged in the mornings and in the evenings calling out to Almighty Allah, intending nothing but the pleasure of Almighty Allah. These people are called the people of ikhlas. They are called sahibul qalb, the people of the heart. They are called the awliya, the friends of Almighty Allah. They are those people that when you just see them, you are reminded of Almighty Allah. When you sit in their companies, your inclination goes away from this world and it goes towards the year after. When you find such people, hold on to their company. Wasbir nafsaka. There will be times when your nafs, your inside will be inclined to go somewhere else. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, the more you can hold yourselves in their company, the more greater and the more benefit you will find. It will make you a great man of the people of the cave. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Let your eye never move away from them. Despite their simplicity, despite their simple lives, despite the conditions around them, you might see things that are more attractive somewhere else. Let your eye never wander beyond them. Keep it on them. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Almighty Allah says, what is it that you are running behind the world, that you want to go and look somewhere else? So lesson number one was insha'Allah on the tongue, masha'Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Lesson number two, tilawat of Quran. Lesson number three, we call it suhbatu salihin, keeping the company of the pious. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Lesson number four, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, do not follow, do not run behind, do not become a worshipper of that individual, of that group, of that party, whose hearts we have made completely oblivious of our remembrance. It is difficult to say it, but everyone must look at his own heart. In his heart, if he finds the love, the honor, the awe of a certain player, be it a soccer player, rugby player, cricket player, or a star, a film star, a musician, a rock star, a pop star, if he finds in his heart the love of an individual who it's obvious is completely oblivious of the dhikr of Almighty Allah, either he is not a believer at all, or if he is a believer, in his heart there is no thought of Almighty Allah. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Rather, he is a man who runs behind his every desire. Any girl that he sees, he wants that girl. Drugs is part of his life. Alcohol is part of his life. Partying at night is part of his life. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَا. He follows and runs behind his desires. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. His matter is beyond limits. He is wild. He is evil. On the screen he looks so behaved. But his private life is a very filthy, dirty life. When he is caught drinking, he swears. He abuses. He is evil to the people around him. He is evil to the people close to him. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Dirty and filthy. But just because he was put in such a manner on the television, he was able to show his skill. He was able to show a certain act. The heart was inclined towards him. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تُطِعْ. Do not run behind such an individual. Such an individual will pull man out of the cave. Four lessons. Lesson number one, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهُ on the tongue. Lesson number two, tilawat of Quran. Lesson number three, صُحْبَةُ الصَّالِحِينَ. Lesson number four, to empty our hearts from the love of those people whose hearts are completely oblivious of the dhikr of Allah. Lesson number five, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, be ready to say it. وَقُلْ, be ready to say it means don't be shy of your deen. Instead of being madru, invited, be happy to be a da'i, to invite others. When you sit in a gathering, do not feel shy of your Islam. If someone wants to oppose or if someone wants to object, then happily listen to his objection and give him such an answer that not only silences him but pierces his heart and makes him start thinking that perhaps, which is definite, he is on the wrong and this person next to me is on the right. Do not feel shy of your faith. Become a da'i towards your deen. وَقُلْ, say, الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, the truth has come from your Lord. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ, he who wants to, let him believe. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, and if he is not ready to listen to my da'wah, how I explained, then he will remain on his kufr. But his talk should not affect me. His talk should not make me feel shy. Rather, I should feel pity when I look at him, because I understand, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. Allah Tabarak Tala says, indeed we have prepared for him a fire. أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. The walls of this fire will surround him. If a man is in a fire normally, to escape from the fire he is told run. But that fire which will create a wall around, the wall itself will be made of fire. How are you going to tell the man, get out of the fire? Are you going to tell him, scale the wall when the wall itself is fire? وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ, he will have no recourse but to be, remain in the fire. Burning and burning in the fire, he will beg for some water. The angel will wait for permission from Almighty Allah. Finally, when that permission will come, this will be Jahannam. In Jahannam, there will be no ease. There will just be changes of punishment. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ, when he will beg for water, يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ, then water will be brought for him finally. كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهُ, but it will be like that burning oil. As it will be brought closer to the face, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described it in more detail. He will understand that this year is something filthy, extremely hot. It will burn him. Even the cup that will be brought like, how we will say, like a plier will be bringing it close to his face. He will pull his face back, sensing the heat of the cup of the drink. He will be told, you asked for a drink, now drink. It will be forced on his mouth. The heat of the goblet itself will burn his lip. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because of the burn, the lower lip will start swelling. It will go down and down until it comes to his chest. The contents will be poured into his body. It will be burning, boiling. It will create holes. Quran mentions, yashwil wuju. It will scar his entire face. As it will enter, everything on the inside of the body will start burning, melting. It will start flowing out from the different holes that are created in his body. The entire body will melt. Then the angel will say to it, stand. And he will be told, did you enjoy your drink? Now go back and burn in the fire. Almighty Allah says, bi'sa sharab. What a terrible drink it will be. Wasa'at murtafaqa. How terrible will be the resting period. The resting period in Jahannam. This is the highest levels of eloquence. Highest levels of eloquence if you want to introduce or describe something that is terrible. Then you say, forget the item that is terrible. Let me describe to you what the resting period will be. When the man can't manage that anymore, I will describe to you what happens in the resting period. Then you can well imagine what happens in the real punishment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Almighty Allah says, as for the people who will keep their iman and continue doing good actions, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ أَمَلًا We will never ever let the actions go in vain. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ For them, in this world they had to stay in a cave to protect themselves. In that world they will be given gardens of eternity, under which rivers will flow. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ In this world, because of staying in the cave, perhaps there was going to be dust on their bodies. Almighty Allah says, in that world, they will be having bangles and jewelry of gold. They will be having clothing of silk. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ They will be relaxing in this world if they had to sit in that cave. They had to lie down on the dark, on the hard floors. There they will be reclining and relaxing on the best and the most unique of cushions. نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا What a wonderful reward. What a wonderful place to take rest. This is the world for action. This is the world for toil. This is the world where man has to be ready to go through some difficulty. We always make dua to Almighty Allah for afiyat. But when the difficult times come, then be ready to become from the people of the cave. Lesson number one, insha'Allah must never leave the tongue. Masha'Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Number two, tilawat of Quran. Number three, suhbatu salihin. Number four, do not incline towards the people. Do not have love. Do not become a follower of those people who are not Almighty Allah's. Number five, do not be shy of your deen. وَقُلْ أَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Instead of being invited, rather be a da'i, an inviter. With these five principles, if a person lives his life, insha'Allah, he will also become from the people of the cave. The protection Almighty Allah gave those lads, that was that first verse we mentioned. Almighty Allah asked the question, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا What is it that you are thinking? The incident was something amazing. The normal answer we would give is definitely it was amazing. It was miraculous in nature. Oh Allah, it was a sign from amongst your signs. But the way Almighty Allah asked this question, as though Almighty Allah was indicating to all of us, that if you also walk in the footstep of the people of the cave, then how Allah looked after them, Allah will also look after you. Theirs was not one of a kind, one in a million. Whoever will walk this path, whoever will be ready to put his trust in Almighty Allah, in the era of evil, Almighty Allah will cover him with his mercy. He will also become a unique man of the era. He will also become from the people of the cave. He will also become a sign from the signs of Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah let us all enjoy the cave. Let us all be part of the cave. Allah Tabarakala, through the blessings of Surah Kahf, protect us from every evil, especially from the evil of min fitnatid dajjal, the evil of the trials, the tests, the tribulations that the dajjal shall bring. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.